And now, our feature presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now locked into the Sailor and Tyler Show. Here on Real Variety Radio, KRVR International. Now, here are the stars of our show, live from Houston, Texas, Sailor Cooper and Tyler Evans. Sailor and Tyler on Real Variety Radio, KRVR.
Hello, 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 good evening, Real Variety Radio, the best variety on the internet. This is Jeanette J, Sailor, your host, and of course, who I always have here, my right-hand person here.
Tyler Evans.
How you doing tonight?
Doing good.
I know you have enjoyed doing this show with me every step of the way, and it's be 4 years this July, and I know you've said podcasting is what you want to do.
Yeah, well, radio in general, like what we're doing with you and me.
Yeah, you know what? I know I kiddingly joke we're not going to start a business. But I know we will, because we've been working with some colleagues this week, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
And we're developing a plan on how we're going to expand and get sponsors and put ads in our show.
Yeah, like inspirational ads.
Yeah, inspirational ads, yeah. Share stories of inspiration and overcoming adversity. So, hope everybody had a good Easter weekend. Did you?
Yes, I did. I ended up getting a slice of pizza on Sunday for dinner, unexpectedly.
Oh, a slice of pizza? Oh, wow. You didn't have ham and just the traditional Easter lunch?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, because I had ham. I had ham and just all the traditional food that we have, because every year, my grandmother puts on a big Easter.
What's a mid-Easter?
Well, every year, my grandmother puts on a big, big Easter. I said
big Easter, not mid.
Yeah, I said big Easter. Yeah, where the whole family comes out. We have a big Easter egg hunt, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's still doing it.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, in about a month, I'm coming to see you, hopefully.
Yeah, you're coming to see me, and you know what? We're going to hang out and have so much fun.
Maybe go to your grandma's, huh?
Yeah, because I was hoping to go to Longview and see you, and it's just kind of hard to get up there. There's not much transportation.
Well, there is.
Yeah, it's just kind of far away. But I know your brother and sister-in-law, they're coming to Galveston.
Yep.
And, yeah.
But yeah. Hopefully you'll be able to come see me.
Hopefully, yeah, eventually.
Because you can take Amtrak.
Yeah.
You can take Greyhound.
Yeah.
And you can take Uber from there.
So tonight's show, we're just going to play music, just have fun, take your requests. It's going to be a normal show, except, of course, speaking of transportation, we're going to talk about what has been in the headlines lately, the overturning and the strike down of the federal transportation mask mandate. I'm so glad it's over. You have no idea.
Yep.
I took my first Lyft, Uber and Lyft officially to go get a haircut and no mask.
I went and got a haircut over a month ago. I took Uber.
Oh. All right. So, if you want to join Clubhouse, please join the Clubhouse link below. And if you want to call in, please call 713-714-6667 to make a request. And a shout out to my Aunt Cheryl and Uncle Rodney who's listening, because I called them and told them to please listen. I sent the announcement because no one sees the emails, because as you know, so many people get tons of emails. Let's see. Do we have anybody on Clubhouse now? Let's see. Nope. No one on Clubhouse, right? Nope.
No, not yet.
All right, so let's get started. As you know, as always, we start off with the new songs. I really like this new song by Kenny Chesney, Everyone She Knows. And speaking of that, he's going to be here at the Woodlands on June 2nd, actually, before my birthday. How cool. Maybe I'll see him. But yeah, here's Kenny Chesney's brand new song, Everyone She Knows, on the Sailor and Tyler Show. Let's listen. How'd that sound?
Yes.
Everyone she knows is getting married. All the girls who used to get around cut their hair up to their shoulders, spend all their Sunday sober now. And everyone she knows is having babies. They got tired of fighting with the clock, and their mama's always asking if she's ever gonna have one. She's bored with all the boys, and the men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, but the winter's just too cold. She's a Maryland in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows is buying houses, even though their husbands don't come home. Don't call their exes up to fix it. If they do, they don't admit it. No, no, no. Everyone she knows is getting healthy. She still smokes a couple when she drinks, but the bars are getting harder, they don't ever card her. And she's bored with all the boys, men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, but the winter's just too cold. She's a Maryland in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. She goes out on Saturday night. She comes home late, she don't have to fight it. She thinks, ain't got it all, but I got it all right. And for a minute she's glad that she ain't lying. Everyone she knows. She's bored with all the boys, men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, the winter's just too cold. She's a Maryland in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows.
Every Wednesday night is out of sight with Sailor and Tyler on the only place for real variety, KREI.
beautiful day. She's been crying all night. All there's tears in her blue, bloodshot in mine. This bender's been bending, it's hellbound to break. My baby's had all she can take. Mister, I'll take your roses if you cut off the thorns. She can't take no more. I'll buy violets and daisies to hide all the crazy. It's gonna take all you've got. Oh, it's a bad day for love, but a good day for flower shops. Well, I took some pills and she took the dogs. Oh, it's all gone to hell. She's gone to her mom. And I took up drinking since she took the time. Tell me I took the best years of her life. So buddy, I'll take your roses if you cut off the thorns. She can't take no more. I'll buy violets and daisies to hide all the crazy. It's gonna take
see. last long. Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I want to for another round of me and you.
We heard Ingrid Andress and Ingrid Andress and Sam Hunt, Wishful Drinking. That's the new song there. And we heard Ernest with Morgan Wallen, Flower Shops. Hello?
Hello. Is this the Sailor and Tyler show that I'm calling into?
Yes, it is. Tyler. Yes.
Wow. You mean I finally got through. Okay, is this the request line? I can make a request?
Yes, you can. This is a request line. This is a Google Voice request line.
I have never heard that Kenny Chesney song that you just played a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I played it, yeah.
Evidently, Kenny Chesney has some new songs that I'm not aware of. So, Kenny, he's my favorite artist. So, if you have any more Kenny Chesney music, he's the one I want to listen to.
Of course, we have a ton of Kenny Chesney. Which one do you want to listen to? Just anyone?
Anyone, but maybe one of his latest, since I have been heard of his latest music, so I want to hear what he's been doing.
Sure, yeah, we'll play some more songs off the latest album, Everyone She Knows, yeah.
Oh, I see, I haven't even heard of that album. Okay, that'll be great, I would love
to
hear.
No. The album is called Here and Now, actually. Here and Now is the album. That album was released, actually May 1st during COVID. May 1st of 2020.
Wow. I've never heard that one. Okay, yeah. Any songs off of that album would be great.
Sure, we'll do. And thanks for listening. And Tyler, how about that? We have listeners tonight.
That's right. Rodney and I are sitting here listening.
Yeah, awesome. And of course,
music. We're loving it.
Of course, y'all are free to join Clubhouse if y'all want. We have a.
I already joined Clubhouse. I just did it, and I picked out the groups. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, you can join our room if you want. You can join our room.
Oh well, I didn't see your room. You'll have to tell me how to do that after your show.
Yeah, I could send you the link again too.
And then I said, okay, and then I started picking out different groups to listen to or to chat with, whatever you do, but I didn't see yours, so send it to me.
Okay, I'll send it. All right, well, thanks for calling in.
All right, it was great. I'm looking forward to hearing some good music.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, that was my Aunt Cher calling. How about that?
Cool.
Yes.
Let's see.
So, what else has been going on during your week?
Nothing much. My sister-in-law's sister and her baby boy is staying over with us tonight.
Oh. Who's staying with y'all tonight? Yeah.
Her name's Lacey. Her boy Aiden. Who's like three, I think.
Three or four
or something.
Yeah, because I know y'all had to go to Marshall for something.
Yesterday, to sign legal documents to turn over the mortgage to my uncle.
Yeah, and how's your sister doing with Laura Jo?
Good. So far, so good. She's living with my aunt now. And her roommate's living with her, too. So, Yeah.
And when's the last time you saw Lord Joe, Nix?
When is the last time? It was like in January.
So it's wow, in January.
Yeah.
And she'll be what? She'll be what?
4 months.
4 months?
She'll be 4 months old, April 23rd. So wow. This Saturday. Already.
Already, I mean, wow.
She was born. No, it was awesome. She was born 2 days before Christmas.
Two days on December 23rd, 2021.
Yep.
Alright, so now let's talk about the mask mandate ending finally. What do you think of it? Was it time?
Yeah, it was time. I think it was past time.
Oh, it was way past time. And as far as my concern, the federal judge in Florida, she should have struck it down a long time ago. A long time ago. Yeah. Like, if anything, it should have ended no later than March 18th of this year.
Why March 18th? Why that specific day?
Well, because that's when it was set to expire because, you know, after the holidays, there was the surge in the Omicron variant. The more contagious Omicron.
My brother and sister-in-law did have Omicron.
They did? Uh-oh.
Yeah, they did. But it was really mild. It was just a cold. I didn't get anything. I don't think I did.
You don't think you got anything?
Mm-mm. I wasn't tested or nothing. But I still quarantined. Still wore the mask around them. You know, just for precaution.
Yeah, well...
my mask, too.
Yeah, I think it was time... Well, yeah, I think it was time for the mandate to end because I especially felt sorry for all of those people who had certain conditions or certain disabilities such as like respiratory conditions, anxiety, and who couldn't wear a mask. And you see, whenever the mandate was in effect, you could request an exemption, but it had to be done way in advance. It's like with the airlines, you would have to fill out a form and have like a physician sign it stating the reason why someone can't wear a mask. And once it was approved, they would be all good. But if anything, I'm glad it's over. Like today, I took my first Lyft ride to go get a haircut. Officially, no mask. I couldn't be happier at all. And my mom and soon to be stepdad, they flew to Mexico today, and no masks on the plane. It's great.
Oh yeah. Now yeah. I think I'll still have to wear a mask at my doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's understandable. It don't bother.
That's
me.
Okay. Yeah.
What about whenever you take Medicaid transit? Do you still got to wear one or not? No.
Probably not, no. But in the hospital setting, you do.
Yeah, or at the doctor.
Yes.
Or whatever. But, yeah, it's been good.
This room is public, right?
Do what?
I think it is.
Do what?
Anybody can join this room, right? I think it's public. It's public. It's an open room.
I think so. But I almost took Uber Sunday to go get Taco Bell, but they were dead because of Easter. So, and then I tried ordering from Favor, and they were dead. So, I didn't have to worry about spending money that day. And, of course, I got a slice of pizza and a big slice of pizza, and it was nice for my sister-in-law's sister, Lacey. She was over here Sunday. I thought that was cool. Yep.
Well, I can't wait until you come at the end of May.
Well, it's May 18th.
Well, no, the middle of May, actually. May 18th
through the 21st. Through, like, the 21st.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we can hang out, chill, talk about girls.
Yeah! Do you have a girlfriend yet?
I mean, I've been talking to Alex.
Alex, really yeah, sweet, you Alexander. Met at Kilgore, yeah.
Yeah, and I've been talking to her just about every day, and we're hoping to hang out again on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, possibly. Like, for dinner. We might go out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She's a good friend. That's what I consider her just a really good friend. You know? And yeah. I just want to see where it goes.
Let's just see where it goes. Yeah. I don't see anybody that wants to join Clubhouse on my side. Do you see anything on your side?
I haven't yet. No.
No.
Not yet.
All right. So, let's play some more music. And, of course, we'll get some more requests. But before we get to the request, let's play Olivia Rodrigo. And speaking of that, I do have a crush on her. She's 10 years younger than I am, born in 2003. I know you know this song. Deja Vu, right?
Yeah, we played that song once, remember?
Yeah, and it's so good, we need to play it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It came out last year.
Yeah, so here is Deja Vu. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Car ride to Malibu, strawberry ice cream, one spoon for two, and trading jackets, laughing about how small it looks on you. Reruns of Glee, being annoying, singing in harmony. I bet she's bragging to all her friends, saying you're so unique. So when you're gonna tell her that we did that too? She thinks it's special, but it's so reused. That was our place, our family. I made the jokes you tell to her when she's with you. Do you get deja vu when she's with you? Do you get deja vu? Do you get deja vu? Thank you.
Attention, a request has been received. Queuing request into playlist. Request queue. Playing requested. 3, 2, 1.
All right, by request from my Aunt Cheryl, here's some more Kenny Chesney off of his latest album, Here and Now, Knowing You. Yeah.
Knowing you, you probably got your toes in the sand, at a bar on a beach, and the sun somewhere. Knowing you, you got something cold in your hand, chatting up a stranger without a care. Knowing you, you're still wild and free. And knowing you, you're probably way over me. But God, we were so alive. I was a kid. Too soon, but I'd do it all over, 'cause damn, it was good knowing you. Knowing you was a free fall from 100,000 feet, when you don't even care where you land. And knowing you was the kind of rush that you feel when you finally get to sit in with a band. And knowing you, you're still a tumbleweed. I only wish that you would tumble back to me. But God, we were so alive. Get on a carnival ride, holding my breath till the moment when you were gonna leave me too soon. But I'd do it all over, 'cause damn, it was good knowing you. You're still a tumbleweed. I only wish that you would tumble back to me. 'Cause God, we were so alive. I was a kid on a carnival ride, holding my breath till the moment when you were gonna leave me too soon. Do it all over, 'cause damn, it was good. I'd do it all over, 'cause damn, it was good knowing you.
Of you.
All right, we heard Shakira, Underneath Your Clothes. And of course, you requested Michelle Branch, Are You Happy Now? Now tell everyone, why do you like that song?
Well, it's just one of those songs that it makes me think about a girl who's trying to stand up for herself despite this guy who thinks he can play her, pretty much.
Yeah.
In other words, she's like, what were the lyrics like? Go off and have a race. Yeah, that makes me think about how the guy like just carrying on as if nothing happens. And she was basically asking, oh, are you happy now
for what exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And it's pretty good. Just like Underneath Your Clothes. That's another good one. It's like one of those things where,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of like a song of, is it like a song of love or?
Yeah, it's a song of love. Yeah.
Yeah. And Shakira, I think she's Colombian.
Yeah, she is. She's from Colombia. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she is unique. She's one of those artists that just attracts the attention of others. Like, my dad loved her. In fact, he actually would turn up one song by Shakira. He'd turn it up loud and he'd kind of dance to it.
Yeah. I know your dad, I'm sure your dad loves her. And I know your brother, he likes like Metallica music.
Heavy metal music, yeah.
Yeah.
I like some of that too.
Yeah, you
I like
do.
I like the song Hurricane by I Prevail.
I know he introduced you to that.
Yeah, he did. Didn't we play that once? I think we played that once
yes.
on our show. Yeah, we
yes.
did. And we
yes,
played
we
that
did.
Song by I Prevail. What's that song?
Yeah.
What's the name of that song? It's another song by Prevail.
What's it called?
Paranoid.
Yeah, Paranoid, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one too. But I like one thing I like about music, it's universal. It's literally the language of emotions.
Yeah, it is. It's a language of emotions and therapy, and you know, that's what everybody at the Grammy says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's interesting is it's an art in and of itself. I mean, it is art. It's a different type of art.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people think of art as, oh, you gotta like do paintings and writings and stuff. But that's not necessarily true. And then there's another form of art that is not really talked about a whole lot. Writing. That's a form of art too. Think of poetry.
Yeah.
And music. That's all art. And it doesn't require any pictures or nothing. Yeah?
Exactly. Yeah. And in fact, now I want to talk about the concert in Ukraine. This past Saturday, Mushroom FM, which is a station based out of Australia, it's ran by Jonathan Mosen. He put together a benefit concert to aid blind Ukrainian refugees who were in Ukraine or needed to get out of Ukraine because of what's going on over there, the Russian invasion. And over 100 artists performed during this concert.
Oh, yeah.
Over 100 blind artists performed. And the concert was, in total, it was over 11 hours long.
Damn.
And guess how much money was raised? Over $85,000 to aid Ukraine.
Dang.
Yeah, so it was a great, great concert. And it was all put on, and all the donations came thanks to the generous listeners. I even donated some. They just said just whatever you can donate would be great. And
oh, yeah.
You see, if Mushroom FM can do that, I'm hoping we can do something like that because I want to expand.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what?
Do what?
So tell everybody, what have we done this week to help us expand?
Well, we've talked to a few people who are familiar with the business world, and they're kind of just guiding us into what we can do.
Yeah, exactly. And my mom's good friend, Kevin, he knows a couple of marketing colleagues who he put us in touch with. And that's who we talked to. And in fact, you and I tomorrow, I want to take some time to like write up a one-page document, and so we can write up a document to just describe how we're going to expand, we have to write a compelling message for listeners to listen to our show, why they should listen to our show, and we have to come up with a mission and vision statement. We just have to write a one-page document of just come up with a message on how we could get listeners to listen to our show, and we would from then we would reach out to like nonprofit organizations. They would donate to us, and we keep a percentage of those donations.
Right.
Yeah. I sent this all to you in a message.
Yeah. No. I saw.
Yeah. So.
I saw so, yeah. the vision and stuff, and it looked good.
Yeah, and I know
actually,
you.
Actually, looks really good.
You know, my motto is, if you can't find any employer that will hire a blind person, start your own business, right?
Yeah. Well, you're the head honcho. I would just be on your payroll. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, I feel that, you know, you can handle all the taxes. You can handle all, you know.
Exactly.
You can do that.
Yeah.
And then I can just be just a regular employer, you know.
Exactly.
Or
yeah.
Employee, rather.
Not yeah.
Employer. But, so you'd be the head honcho of the business. You'd be, you know, you'd be a, and I would just be an employee, you know, which is fine by me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Basically, you can get all the donations. You can, like, you can have all the donations. And then based on that, you can pay me, you know, maybe, I don't know, minimum wage, whatever. I don't know.
Start exactly. Out. Yeah.
It'd be much like, you know, working for a company. I mean,
exactly.
I would be working for a company, actually. I'd be working for you.
Let's play one more song. Here is Sixpence Number Richer, Kiss Me, on the Sailor and Tyler Show. Have you heard this song before?
I may have.
All right. We'll check it out.
Kiss me.
All right, that will do it for the Sailor and Tyler show tonight on your Wednesday night soundtrack. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel, Real Variety Radio. Good night.
When I die, I want to come back as a country boy. No, there ain't no better life if you ask me. If my neck don't come out red, then Lord, just keep me dead. 'Cause a country boy's all that I know how to be. My back is always breaking, my dogs are always barking, my money has trouble making, and my truck has trouble starting. I'm up before the sun, either hauling hay or hunting. My work ain't ever done, but son, I wouldn't trade it for nothing. So when I die, I wanna come back as a country boy. Country boy's all that I know how to be. Yeah, if y'all ain't in my draw and a fish ain't on my wall and the whiskey don't burn going down, my feet ain't in a holler and blue ain't on my collar, leave my hand cranking beer, drinking ice in the ground. Yeah, when I die, I want to come back as a country boy. Country boy's all that I know.
Sailor and Tyler on Real Variety Radio. Keep